Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth. And I saw this post yesterday from Darren at Provender. Has a picture of all these delicious veggies. And he basically says, you know, the most people never see, the most parts are the hours before delivering the delicious meal, the repetition, the discipline. Every knife stroke matters. Every movement has a purpose. There's no rushing this. So the importance of the prep, what we don't see, and that's why the food is so darn good.
Yeah, you know, when you talk to Darren, you can tell he's passionate about it. And you can tell in how the food tastes.
It is. It's an art form. So see for yourself. Visit eatprovender.com. And here we go. Charlie Pierce is here, the city manager. And is budget season going to wrap up soon?
It is. We have a final budget workshop this Thursday at 6 p.m. over at City Hall. So if you'd like to be there for the final discussion, we're going to go over the budget overview, a couple last discussions on cost for lease vehicles, a little bit about the Union River Center for Innovation and some investments there. As well as a debt service discussion, so all fun, very interesting things. But you know, we're very close. You know, I think we're coming in, as I mentioned last time around that 2.9%, which is the CPI inflation from 2024, which is sort of my benchmark for making sure government lives in its means. After a couple bigger years of tax increases, I think the last year was 7.3% increase. The prior year to that, it was 16.8%.
Whoa.
Yeah,
wow. So to be at 2.9-ish, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's an important thing to me. There used to be a law that actually, if you went over 3%, you had to, I think, get a citizen referendum. So now,
oh,
while that
goodness.
Law doesn't exist anymore, I still think that an inflationary target and keeping government spending under that is super important. But that doesn't mean we're not getting any investments for the city. You know, we are, after last year, we pre-funded a Parks and Rec director, so to make it a little bit softer of a hit to the budget this year. So we're moving forward with the hiring of a Parks and Rec director. Actually, at the Chamber of Commerce dinner I was at on Thursday, an amazing event. But somebody mentioned Parks and Rec director from the 1970s. So, so maybe bringing back a position.
All right.
We've got a couple additional firefighters joining the team.
Oh, good.
You know, we have that full-time ambulance service we're running. So
yeah.
A bunch of capital improvement, other pieces. So really excited about where we're landing this plan for the budget.
All right. And in just a moment, Mike is here from Public Works. And, yeah, he's going to tell us what's going on. There's a lot of grinding, a lot of paving going on. Those details next on City Scene, brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, downtown Ellsworth.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Brought to you exclusively by Provender Kitchen and Bar for global cuisine. The menu's always changing because, you know, Chef Darren is not going to do the same thing all the time. He's going to wow you constantly with his creations. Follow them on Facebook for their amazing pictures and delights. EatProvender.com online. Well, Charlie Pierce is here along with Mike Harris. And before we get into the road situation, the absentee ballots, Charlie, you're saying those are available before the big vote?
Correct. Yeah, they're available at City Hall now. If you'd like to vote, it's our election for the approving the school side of the budget is on June 10th.
All right. So, Mike, where do you begin? I mean, there's so much happening in the city right now. I mean, it seems like all the roads are getting grinded and paved. So what do you want people to know?
Yeah, so there is a lot going on, and the main thing that I really would like people to understand is we have several city-backed projects that have been happening around town, Foster Street, the harbor. Those are all city projects that take place during the day, and then the major headache recently has been High Street, but High Street is not controlled by the city. That's a state of Maine DOT project. You know, and they've run into some issues on High Street that have caused some headaches.
Uh-huh.
And so there's two issues. One, they milled a little deeper than they wanted to. And so that's why you see all the gravel and the potholes popping up along some areas. And
yeah,
then,
it almost looked like that the right lane leaving town was like lots of holes.
I thought,
were they digging for stuff?
Yeah, that's what the problem was. They just grounded down all the way through the pavement into the gravel. And that's what's caused the issues, the breakthroughs. And then the other issue that you run into with the DOT projects is they do not allow paving under 50 degrees. And so,
that's 50 at night, right? Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And so, you know, they want to pave, the contractor wants to pave. He understands that there's a big issue on High Street with traffic and shutting down lanes. But you know, they're restricted to following the DOT spec. And, you know, as much heartache as it's creating, we want to make sure we have a well-done, sustainable road when we're done. And so paving in really cold weather, that pavement won't hold up. So, but we have that project going on. We have Bridge Hill. We have two projects on Bridge Hill, a DOT project to realign the intersection so it comes to more of a right turn. And on the opposite side of that, we have a water main project going on where they're running a new water main. And then we'll be paving the Washington Junction Road this year also, so be aware that that's coming. And that's also a state DOT project. So, yeah, we're keeping you busy.
Yeah, all right. And big thanks to Mike. He's coming in on his vacation week, so thank you. And the whole Public Works team, they put in some all-nighters on some water main breaks last week.
Wow.
And they're doing more all-nighters with some of the work we're doing, so everybody's working super hard. Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Well, it's gonna and it's gonna really be nice when it's all done. So excellent. And that's City Scene this morning, all brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth.